What's up, everybody? This is Jonathan with episode 4 of An Investor's Week. This past week was actually a pretty fun week for us. We did a couple talks for the Alamo RIA, which is always fun. The whole reason why we even do this podcast. We love being able to share what we've learned with other people, answer questions, and kind of just share our journey, right? And it's been really fun doing this. So on Monday, we actually gave a talk. We have a local RIA group, Real Estate Investment Association here, and they do like micro meetups throughout the month aside from their main event. And the micro meetups, they're based specifically on different topics like flipping, buy and hold, and there's one for women only in real estate. So this one we did for the Flip Focus group, and we were talking about when it actually comes time to flip the house, right? So you already renovated it, and now it's time to put it on the market. This is the part, the reason this is very important is because this is the part where a lot of new flippers think that all it is just, okay, I'm done with the rehab, I'll give it to an agent, and, you know, it's going to sell. But there's a lot that goes with this part that you need to be heavily involved in. So it was a very, very good talk. If you guys want, I did record it and I put it out on the podcast. It's like, I don't know, like an hour, almost 2 hour long, I think it is. So it's pretty long, but, and we still didn't even get through all of the topics that we wanted to get through. So what I'm actually going to do is over the next coming weeks is finish up that talk, doing smaller, not 2 hour long, podcasts on that. But I'm going to do smaller versions of the remaining topics because we go over negotiations, I mean, multiple offer situation. Because a lot of people say, you know, oh, you get multiple offers. Well, that's easy. Take the highest offer. Sometimes the highest offer isn't the best offer, you know, and we go into details of why we've had that happen where we haven't taken the highest offer because it just wasn't the best one. So definitely a great, you know, podcast to listen to, check it out. And it was just a lot of fun doing it. People, they just, the same thing. They just don't understand how much work it is, how much work goes into actually flipping a house successfully. Many people can flip a house and lose money, but it's a lot harder to flip a house and make money. So we did that on Monday. That was pretty cool. John went over and was finishing up on another one of our projects. Again, like I said, flipping is not glamorous. It's not like you see it on TV that, you know, they buy the house, they go extremely over budget, and they still end up walking away with 80 grand. No, that shit just doesn't happen. You know, and a lot of projects, we get towards the end and we got to go in there and finish them ourselves. It's just part of the project, part of the work. And there were some finishing details and stuff like that that it just wasn't worth waiting for somebody to come out and finish it. And because they were details of that you would actually see that would catch the buyer's attention, we wanted to make sure that they were done right. So, you know, we just go in there ourselves and just finish it up. So we did that. The house is currently getting staged now and should be hitting the market this week. If you follow us on Facebook at Prime Homes, you're going to see I'm going to upload pictures of before and after of everything that we did. And I'm also going to do, possibly at the end of this week, I'm going to do a video live feed walkthrough of the project. And I'm going to walk through the whole project. I'm going to go step by step, everything that we did, the problems that we encountered, how we solved them. And it's going to be a live Facebook stream. So you guys are going to be able to ask questions and whatever concerns or anything that you want to know about the flip, the numbers, everything that you need. So stay tuned for that. Again, just if you like us on Facebook, you'll get notified as soon as we go live. Chances are it'll probably be Friday morning. Not sure yet exactly at what time. But again, just follow us on Facebook and you'll know. We've been working with another investor. And he had a property that he picked up and he wholesaled to us. It's a subject to. So this one, we're taking over the existing financing on the property, which is a Wells Fargo loan. And what we're going to do on this property is actually keep it. So we're going to do a couple little touch-up things, and we're going to put it back on the market as a owner finance. And what we're going to do is create a note on top of the note that we are assuming and sell off that note to the other buyer. And we're going to make the spread in the middle plus the monthly payments. So that's going to be a pretty cool deal if it comes together. I mean, we got to see if we can find the owner finance buyer. We actually haven't kept an owner finance deal ourselves. We structured a few, but we haven't really kept one yet. So this is going to be the first one that we actually keep. So it's pretty exciting. We'll share all the details with you guys. So stay tuned for that one. That one's going to be pretty cool. So we're excited about that. And if the cool thing is that if it doesn't work out, we can always flip it. It's very minor stuff to flip it. And we'll probably walk away with, I don't know, 30 grand or something like that. So not a bad deal, but definitely we'll make a lot more if we're able to own or finance it and keep it. So we're shooting for that, and hopefully that works out. We got a lead from another investor about a house that burnt down. So we went to take a look at it, and we went to take a look at it with our contractor. And man, the things some people are going to get into. We looked at it, you know, the house burned down. It was burning for a while. Structurally, it has a lot of issues. And the only way to make this deal work at this point, because of how much money they're asking for the house, is to pretty much build the second level and make it bigger, right? So that's what we budgeted for, and that's what we submitted our offer for. And we ran it from every possible scenario. And the contractor is actually partnering with us. So that means that our construction cost is going to be a lot lower than anybody else's construction cost. Yet we still got outbid. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see who bought it. And my guess is, because I did see one of these big wholesale companies that are here in San Antonio, my guess is just that it's one of them that came in and scammed some other investor into it. Because running the numbers, even you having your own money and everything, it's just, it's crazy how much work is going to need to get done to make a profit on this. And we see this so many times where we see investors are so scared of not being able to jump into this market that they'll jump into anything. And it's getting worse and worse as time is going by. We're seeing literally week over week people getting into worse and worse deals. And I don't understand it. Like, I mean, I get the fear that people have that they feel like they're going to lose out on this amazing opportunity. But if you're buying deals that don't make sense, you're not taking advantage of the opportunity because you're going to lose money. So I don't understand their logic. I really don't. We were looking at it, and I mean, we analyzed it so much to figure out, all right, how can we really put a competitive offer? Because we knew, I mean, I told John from the start, I was like, there's going to be one of these idiots that's going to outbid us. I mean, nothing's stopping them from outbidding you. You know what I mean? There's always somebody out there that is willing to pay more than you are, you know? And that's just like, we have very cheap money that we have investors that lend money to us at a very great price. And the contractor was at cost. So it's like, it's going to be really hard for you to try to beat us and still make a profit, you know? So that one happened. So that one's going to be interesting. We're going to keep a close eye on it, see who buys it and what they end up doing with it. Hopefully it works out for them. On Thursday, we did another talk. This one was at the main event, at the main RIA. And this talk was about one of our worst deals, pretty much. And man, I was given that talk, and as I was remembering that deal that we did, holy crap, I got pissed off all over again. Everybody was just cracking up because, I mean, you could see the emotion in my face. I was just getting really irritated again because, I mean, this one, it was a deal that we bought it because the contractor that we hired said that he could do it for a set price, right? He said that it was like 50 grand. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's plenty. We could definitely do this. And that was the only reason we bought it, because we were going to end up wholesaling it for, at the time, we were going to wholesale it for $13,000. We had it on the contract to wholesale it, right? He came in. He's like, more than enough. Right, we can definitely do it. There was nothing hidden in the property. Property was perfectly open. You can see everything. There were no surprises to anything. Yet this freaking contractor still managed to get surprised. And obviously the upcharges and everything were stupid expensive. And he couldn't even finish the project correctly. We had to go in there almost a week or two of our time to finish out the project. We had to repaint the whole house, trimming the cabinets. I mean, we had to fix so much of that work that they did. It was just complete garbage what they did, but we ended up turning it around and making it a really nice looking house. We did some really nice features. We finished it off really nice. We did a lot of landscaping. We did a lot of stuff to it. And if you see me right now, my leg is already going a mile a minute. Just getting agitated again. But we shared that story and people just, you know, they learned a lot from that. You got to be careful when you hire contractors. You got to manage them on a daily basis. Not just because you hire a contractor that's handling the whole scope means that you just go, you know, once a week. You got to go there every day. Make sure that they're not getting ahead of themselves, that they didn't screw one thing up and you don't realize until 4 days later where now it's going to be more expensive to undo what they did. So you want to make sure to be on top of them. And I can't stress this enough. You got to be like just stupid specific with what you expect from them. You understand? Because once it gets to the end, and he was doing it, and I know what he was doing because they all fucking do this. Is, oh, well, you know, we didn't talk about this. I get it, dick. But, you know, when you do a job, you got to do it completely. Like, I mean, I get we didn't talk about certain things, but it should be understood that that's part of the job. Like, I mean, it's like saying you can't install doors, that you're going to install doors, but, oh, we didn't talk about the hardware. Like, what the hell else are you going to open the door with, right? That wasn't the case in this one, but there was a lot of little things like that that kept coming up throughout the project. That was like, well, we didn't talk about this and we didn't talk about that. And just trying to nickel and dime all the way to the end. So that was a fun story. Everybody had a lot of fun and we actually won the worst story for the night. Well, we were tied and with another great group of investors out of San Antonio. But I'm, you know, because I'm the one talking in this podcast, so I'm going to say that we won. So they can't defend themselves right now. But that was really fun. And also what we do is when I go to RIAs, I do something that a lot of people don't do, which is actually network. And through the networking and everything, we were able to get a couple leads on two lots and another project. So that was a pretty good use of our time there. So we got a couple more leads that we're working on right now and two lots that I'm going to go look at because we're looking to get into building houses now. I mean, just the progression of real estate. It's just how it goes. When you kind of go getting squeezed out of the renovation market, you start getting into the building side, right? And that's where we are now. So that's going to be exciting. We've never actually built a house before, but we have a contractor that we have a couple investors that know that have been involved in it. So like everything that we've done, we just partner with people at first, you know, we take a smaller split. And once we get the hang of it, we just start doing it ourselves. So that's what we're doing now. And today, that's exactly what I'm doing is I'm going to go check out those two lots. So that's exciting and see what comes out of that. And to kind of sum up this past week, we're getting into the holiday season. Right. So next Thursday is Thanksgiving, which is crazy that it's here already. And what I've noticed is the past years is that towards the holidays, a lot of people start checking out. Right. They go on vacation, family time, holidays, whatever it is. But I mean, they start checking out pretty much after Thanksgiving. Everybody checks out. And to us, December has always been one of the best months. We get a lot more deals. We get a lot of volume. We get a lot of traffic. Like, I think December is the worst time to check out of real estate. You understand? I don't know why it works that way. While it is a pain in the ass to deal with title companies, attorneys, and any of the service industries, because they also take off, it's a great time to get deals and start structuring those and doing all that. So my advice to you guys is if you guys are struggling in real estate or want to keep building your business or you want to keep growing it, is don't check out during the holidays. This is the time where it picks up the most. This is the time where most people are home. So if you want to be, you know, want to go door knocking, you want to do anything like that, this is the best time to do it. Holiday time is the best time to go out there, start finding leads. People are in a different kind of mood. They're, you know, so it's, yeah, it's a great time to do it. I mean, we've last year we got flooded. I don't know. I think we started the year with like 6 deals that all came during the holiday season, you know, so the holidays is the best time. Don't check out. Don't put your phone on silent. I get it. I get it's family time. I get all that. But dedicate sometimes, you know, dedicate Christmas Eve and Christmas Day to your family, not the whole month of December, you know. So definitely, if you're struggling, if you have your business that you're looking to grow, do whatever, I just recommend don't check out this next month. We don't. We never do. I'm taking a vacation the week of December of Christmas, but John is here. He's still working, you know, and then when I get back, he'll probably head out and I'll be working. Like, we never stop, you know, and even when I'm on vacation, my wife already knows. My laptop is with me. I'm ready to go, whatever. And so don't check out, because everything you guys miss out on, I'm going to take. So just keep that in mind. And that's pretty much the bulk of what we did last week. I mean, it's just a grind every week, just always looking for more leads, always looking at more deals. I went to look at another deal from a wholesaler that he brought to me that he wanted to partner on. We're still negotiating that one. The homeowner's a little bit on the optimistic side of what his house is worth. And it was funny because he did a really nice job with his landscaping and talking about the trees and how much he spent on the trees, and like, it should justify the value, right? And it's like, wow, the trees are very nice. It doesn't bring you any value. I'm sorry. Well, nobody's going to pay an extra $15,000 because you put nice trees. Like, it's just, it really doesn't matter. But, you know, and you got to understand that it's their home, right? So to them, it has this value that it's higher than what you put it at. So we're still working with him because he really doesn't have any other option but to sell to an investor. And because we're already talking to him and working with him, you know, we don't want him talking to other investors. So we just keep working with them, keep building that relationship and that rapport, where the way we look at it is, you know, he's been working with us for so long that does he really want to go and start over with a whole different investor, right? That's pretty much going to tell him damn near the same things that we're telling. So we know we're going to get it. It's just going to be a matter of, you know, persistence and just follow-ups and all of that. So we're working on that one as well. And yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the bulk of this past week, everything that we've done. Again, keep an eye out to Prime Homes at our Facebook page for the updates of this next project that we're putting up there, so you can see all the before and after. It was big. It was I would say I think we spent probably $85,000 to $90,000 on the renovation. So it was a very extensive rehab, and we'll share everything that we did and all the details. So glad you guys are enjoying it. And again, any questions, anything that you guys want to hear about, let me know. And over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be posting more information on when you actually flip a house, the things that you want to keep in mind. So stay tuned for those episodes, and I will catch you guys on the next one.